Hello, Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. This episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast features interviews with fighters participating in the February 25th Showtime televised boxing card at the Armory in Minneapolis. Headlining the card are Sabriel Matias and Jeremias Ponce, who square off for a vacant super lightweight title. This promises to be a highly entertaining matchup of two explosive boxers. In the co-feature, Minneapolis boxer and former world champion Jamal Shango James returns to the ring after a 16-month layoff. He takes on tough Alberto Palmetta, an accomplished pro and 2016 Olympian from Argentina. Also returning to action is Minneapolis boxer Vishon Owens, who faces Kudratilo Abdukakarov of Uzbekistan. With help from Showtime's Brian Custer, we will hear from both fighters in the main event, as well as James and Palmetta. Custer also chats with Joseph Adorno and Elvis Rodriguez, who square off in a compelling junior welterweight fight. At Friday's weigh-in, the Minnesota Fight Night podcast also caught up with Owens and special guest David Morrell Jr., the reigning WBA super middleweight champion, who is in town to show his support for the local boxers. I hope you enjoy the episode. And we'll get things started with James and Palmetta.
We'll start with Alberto. So you're going to be fighting a guy in his hometown, taller than you are, probably have the reach advantage. How do you get a victory against those odds come Saturday?
Te vas a estar enfrentando a un rival que tiene más alcance, que es más alto y tiene el rol de favorito en esta pelea. ¿Cómo vas a hacer para ganar?
I mean, I win with aggression, with confidence. I trust in my preparation, you know. I trust in my whole history in boxing. I know I've been in the Olympic team for 8 years. I went to the Olympic. I faced the best boxer of the world. I was top 10 of the world in amateur. And now it's my time to make a statement in professional boxing, you know.
Listen, these fans here in Minneapolis obviously will be going for Jamal James. Do you think after Saturday night they're going to be fans of yours?
I hope so, you know. Also, I want to say that I congratulate Jamal James, you know, because I like the way that he supports his community. Boxing is not just about thinking yourself, you know. Boxing is about thinking others, you know, make others grow, and that makes you champion, you know. So I hope that after Saturday, you know, Minnesota don't be too mad with me.
Alberto Palmetta, best of luck. Now you're with Jamal James. Okay, in your hometown, right? But on Saturday, be the first time we've seen you in 16 months, longest layoff of your career. The last time we saw you, you took on a pressure fighter, right? Saturday, you're taking on another pressure fighter. How do you prevent those odds from coming into play on Saturday night?
He's the champ! I mean, you know, all my fights, I take on pressure fighters. So, you know, I just got to listen to my corner, man. And, you know, whatever instructions they tell me, got to go out there and do it.
How special is it, though, to be coming back and then be coming back in the hometown, knowing that you're going to have this kind of support for you come Saturday night?
No, it feels good, man. I think the people miss me, right? Y'all miss me.
Just wait till their stream is done. After me, the main event gets done, then take them back there. Just because it's going to look bad if we're
lastly, how important is this fight for Jamal James to get back to the top of the welterweight division?
It's very important, but every fight is very important. You know what I mean? You have to take every fight very serious. You can't overlook anybody, you know what I mean? No matter you fight in your hometown or whatever, you know, don't underestimate anybody and go out there and leave everything in the ring, and that's what I intend to do. And I'm just glad that everybody was able to show up through the snowstorm. Said a storm was coming, I didn't mean for it to be that bad on you. But I'm glad, you know, my opponent showed up. I'm glad everybody else showed up safe, and it's gonna be a great night for boxing.
Here we go. Jamal James, best of luck.
I'm gonna bring it right in.
Jimmy.
Up next, Adorno and Rodriguez.
Battle of Puerto Rico going here. That's an intense stare off. What'd you see when you looked in Elvis's eyes?
He's scared. He thinks I'm just a walkover and it's not gonna happen. You know, I'm a 135 pounder, but I came up to his weight just to prove that, you know, I can handle the elites.
He's been known to have these spectacular type knockouts. What should we expect Saturday night? Because you've been known to knock quite a few guys out of yourself.
Either he knocks me out or I'm knocking him out. That's it.
Fantastic. Joseph, best of luck.
Thank you.
Elvis, Martin Vader will do the translation. You heard it. He said, listen, this fight boils down to either you get knocked out or he gets knocked out. Your thoughts.
Bueno, acá tu oponente dijo, o él me noquea o yo lo noqueo. Así es la cosa. ¿Qué opinas?
No, va a ser así mismo. Yo lo noqueo.
It's gonna be just like that, but I'm gonna be the one knocking him out.
You told us you want to not only get a victory, but you said you want who next after this fight?
Bueno, si ganas esta pelea, ¿a quién querés como futuro rival?
Bueno, primeramente concentrado 100% en esta pelea, primero ganar esta pelea como se debe. Y luego, tú sabes, queremos buenas peleas, ¿por qué no el main event, que el ganador del main event de este evento?
First of all, I'm focused on this fight 100%. That's what I have to do, and that's my goal right now. But when I win this fight, how about taking on the winner of the main event?
Love it. By the way, you're known to strum that guitar after your fight. Will we see you strumming that guitar after this fight?
Te vamos a ver con la guitarra eléctrica ahí después de la pelea.
Claro, claro. La guitarra va a sonar dura el sábado por la noche aquí en Minnesota.
It's gonna be hard rock here in Minnesota.
Elvis Rodriguez, best of luck.
Elvis is in the building.
Elvis is in the building. Back to you, Jim.
And now we'll hear from Matias and Ponce.
Man, this is going to be really, really good. Hermias Ponce, unbeaten, making his U.S. debut, by the way, on Saturday. What do you think, people of Minneapolis, people who watch Showtime Championship Boxing, or A. Subriel Matias is going to find out when you get in the ring with him on Saturday?
Estás invicto y venís acá a debutar en Estados Unidos. ¿Qué esperas que la gente de Minneapolis descubra de Jeremías Ponce este sábado por la noche?
Yo quiero que descubra que vine a ganar. Eso es lo que vine a hacer, no vine de paseo y bueno, lo van a ver en mañana.
I didn't come here on vacation. I want everyone to see that I'm here to win and to prove that I'm the best here.
Every last one of his victories have come by knockout. He told the press it's going to be a bloody war. What do you say?
Bueno, Subriel le dijo a la prensa que esta va a ser una guerra sangrienta. ¿Vos qué opinas? ¿Cómo va a ser esta pelea?
Yo creo que va a ser una pelea muy buena porque los dos venimos a ganar. Los dos tenemos las ganas de ganar y el estilo bastante similar, así que va a ser una muy buena pelea para que la vean.
It's going to be an outstanding fans fight for everybody. The fans are going to love it. We're both winners. We came here to win and you're going to see an all-out bout.
Lovely. Love the battle between Argentina and Puerto Rico. It has so much history. Give us your thoughts on that.
Bueno, la rivalidad entre Argentina y Puerto Rico tiene mucho historial. Contanos un poco de tus sensaciones de protagonizar un capítulo nuevo de este clásico.
Muy, muy contento, muy orgulloso porque es una gran pelea y bueno, espero con ansias mañana para poder hacer lo que trabajamos y salir victorioso.
I'm very proud to write a new chapter on this rivalry, and I'm looking forward to showing everybody what Argentina can do inside the ring on Saturday night.
Does this fight go to distance?
Knockout o por punto? ¿Qué crees que pasa en esta pelea?
Knockout.
There you have it. Best of luck. Absolutely. Hermias Ponce. Now the pride of Puerto Rico. Subriel Matias. You just heard Hermias. He said this fight's ending in a knockout, and you're going to be the one taking the loss. Your thoughts?
Le decía, lo escuchaste, Hermias dijo knockout, que vas a besar la lona. ¿Qué opinas?
Yo tengo 30 años y hasta el momento no sé lo que es la lona, ¿no? Pero creo que coincido en que va a ser knockout.
I'm 30 years old, and to this day, I don't know what the mat feels like. So you know what? I'm going to be the one knocking him out.
What would it mean to you to be a world champion?
¿Qué significaría para ti el ser campeón mundial?
Ahí está mi maya, ya sabe. Las veces que yo le decía de chamaquito con 12, 13 años que iba a ser algún día campeón y que los ojos de ella lo vean, creo que eso es más que satisfecho para mí.
Here's my mom, you know, and I told her ever since I was 12, 13 years old, that was going to make her proud, that was going to be a world champion. This is my chance.
Fantastic. You know, the one thing about you, Subriel Matias, I think why boxing fans love you, all of your wins have come by knockout.
Dang.
What would it mean to you to get a knockout and be a world champion all at the same time?
Todas tus victorias hasta ahora han sido por knockout. ¿Qué significaría para vos el que esta victoria del campeón mundial también sea por knockout?
Seguir mi racha de knockout creo que sería excitante para mí. Y creo que por ahí es que nos vamos.
It will be really exciting for me, and I think that's the way it's going.
Last but not least, give these fight fans your final comment on what they should expect when you step into the ring with Aramis Ponce.
Mira las cámaras y decir a la afición que te va a ver por televisión y en el Armory qué debería esperar este sábado por la noche de Subriel Matias.
Mañana 25 de febrero, este servidor que está aquí, el orgullo de Maternillo, gana por nocaut antes del 7.
I promise you all that I'm right here and I'm the pride of Maternillo, and the pride of Maternillo is going to win by knockout before the 7th round.
There you have it, Subriel Matias. Aramis Ponce, the main event. Jimmy, thank you.
Hey, we're here with the champ, David Morrell Jr. on the podcast. How you doing?
Good, man, good. Like, see the chicken way, like, is it tomorrow fight? I mean, the Armory is my city, and I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
No fight tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm excited anyways.
Yeah, what do you think of the card coming up? Your buddy Jamal. It's a stacked card.
Yeah, man, like, I see Jamal right now. Jamal is looking good. Good love for Jamal for tomorrow. I support him.
Yeah.
You know, like, I support him 100%. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, for sure. So, did you just get into town now, or have you been?
No, yesterday.
Okay.
So yesterday, yesterday night, I was flying to Houston, Minnesota.
Okay.
Like, come back on Sunday.
Hey, gotta ask you, of course, about your plans. What's next for David Morrell?
Yeah, next, maybe in April. I'm going to come back to the training camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in training camp like for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So go to here for the fight. I come back Sunday for the combat training camp. But I'm ready, man. You know, combat training camp, combat the hard work, combat like the sacrifice or everything. You know, mm-hmm. for the fight. First of God, this is Vegas. I mean, I'm so excited for my next fight. It's a big opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm.
For Jonathan, my brother, for my family, you know, for the everything guys, the Cuban, the boxer, people. Yeah, I'm excited, man. For me, it's my first fight. You know, before they coming, my first fight, coming like the open big door.
Yeah.
You know.
So are you looking at Benavidez? Looking at the winner of Benavidez versus Plant?
I don't care. Like, I'm telling everybody the last fight. You know, I don't care. I mean. All right, guys, I'm ready for everybody wants CTA. Benavidez killer plan.
Yeah.
Charlo won it up. Charlo won it up, like,
yeah.
I don't care, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. I mean, it, one CTA right now is everybody like want to go there for one CTA.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care. There was a TA like in my mind, I'm number one. Like, I'm number one. Like, I know, like, every bar they gotta be Canelo, but in my mind, I'm the number one.
Yeah.
You know, I see there for everybody, like, I'm number one. You know, I want to fight Benavides, I want to fight Kelo Plan, I want to fight everybody that wants CTA.
Yeah.
So, but like, everybody see, I'm number one.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think you might have another title defense here at the Armory coming up?
Yeah, I think no, man. They know, like, maybe my next fight is in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe my next fight is in Vegas. I don't know.
Because the talk is that you're going to be coming back here to the Armory in June.
Yeah, like it's maybe in June, like come back June 24, I think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come back, but right now, it's the process. The one fight in April 16 or 15, like I don't know exact day. But I mean, everyone here.
So do you think people are avoiding you at 168? It seems like.
I don't know, man. Like it's not my problem. You know,
yeah,
it's problem the money that. Everybody, like, it's not my problem. Like, I told you, like, my manager, I'm ready, you know. So,
yeah.
You don't wanna fight me. Like, it's your problem, not my problem. Like,
right.
I'm here.
Right.
I got a ball. I'm here. Like, whatever you do, like, what do you wanna fight tomorrow? Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Today, okay. Like, close office. Let's go. You know. I mean, right now, nobody coming for your question. I mean,
yeah.
Is I told you Fred before, like, this is my problem, man. You know, like,
yeah.
No, like the manager or the team, the whatever guy that wants CTA, like, no one to find me. Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
You can't control that.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
No, me. I mean, like, I told you everyone, like, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, you want to fight me? Okay, let's go. Like, no, you just, no tengo respeto. No digo no para nadie. I got no response for that. No le digo a nadie.
He's not scared, but he got no response.
Yeah.
He's ready for anybody, you know.
For sure. So are you going to be watching ringside when Benavides fights Plant? Are you going to be there?
Like,
are you going to watch on TV?
Yeah, I watch the TV, of course, 100%. Like, what I mean,
yeah.
No, supposed to go to the fight. I mean, that is a training camp.
Yeah,
After the fight, Benavides could have planned like in 2 weeks and a half.
Yeah.
It's my fight. So,
yeah.
I go to the Vegas for the fight.
What do you make of that fight? 50-50 fight or?
Yeah, 50-50, man. It's crazy fight, you know. Like Benavides, he's so fucking strong. Killer plan, like I got it. His technique, I got it. Like good legs. Every time he moves, so he's 50-50, man.
Yeah.
So the first guy, they feel it down. Like is the guy lost?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would you rather fight? Who do you hope wins?
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Yeah, I tell you here, like, I don't care, man.
Well, who's an easier fight for you, do you think? Benavides or Plant?
For me, Plant or Benavides or Plant, like, the two is easy. I'm playing. Like, another guy is easy, you know? But I mean, I think like I got it, like everything for the two guys.
Mm-hmm.
I got everything.
Hey, one last question for you, champ.
Of course.
The guy you fought last time, your Bossinoli, what? Thank God he's doing much better now. But was that? Did you have any communication with him since that fight, or have you talked to him? Or?
comunicarse con él.
No. Yeah, like first got the ham like it feel good right now. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but like no got a communication like routine or ham, like no, nothing.
Yeah. I'm sure you're happy that it's turning out well for him, and so.
Yeah, man. Like, it's one process like hard, you know.
Yeah.
It's in like 1 week, like my man no down. So everybody like every day like, boom was like what happened, the guys, you know. I'm calling my mentor Ned. I'm calling my brother Jonathan. Hey, bro, what happened? You know, man. Like, it's the hospital. Like now, you know, like my man is the process, you know, like every day. So Luis de Cuba Senior called me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The guy is in Uzbekistan, like everything good, mm-hmm. ready, you know. Thanks God.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Anyways, he's in my man, I think like for him. The family, mm-hmm. you know, the family, I don't know, got a song or no, like, but I mean, the family, the song, like, so everybody, the family, the ham, he
said, you know, he thinks, what if it would have been him?
Yeah.
His family
will
feel,
mm-hmm.
but he's not
single,
he's part of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the guy, Jibusinuli, like, good, right now, good, everything good. He, like, my respect for him.
Yeah.
My respect for him, yep.
He's a tough guy, isn't he? Tough guy?
Yeah. He's strong.
Yeah.
So, like, the round, like, a punch, like, hard ball, boom, like,
yeah,
he's strong.
Yeah.
I respect him 100%.
Yeah. All right, well, I won't take up any more time, champ. God bless you.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, here with Vishaun Owens. Just after the weigh-in, big fight's coming up on Saturday night. Vishaun, how you doing today, sir?
I feel amazing. I feel strong. I just feel good. You know, I'm ready. I'm just so ready this time. I just feel so uplifted. And I'm glad that I'm starting in the beginning of the year. You know, I'm just keeping real consistent.
It's been a while since you've been in the ring. How, I can't remember when your last fight was, but I know it was a while ago. How do you feel the layoff has affected you, or is that an issue at all?
Not necessarily. After my last fight in 2021, I stayed in the gym. It was a few. I was supposed to have at least two or three fights last year, but they were all called off, cancellations, you know, just a bunch of stuff that I had no control over. So I mean, I've been always ready, so I feel like there wasn't no ring rust.
Yeah, so this fight's at 147. I think, was your last fight at 140? I know you went down in weight at one point. Is that right?
Yeah, it's... I honestly don't know what I was thinking fighting at 140. honestly, it was... What got me that small, it wasn't even fighting. It was just a lot of stress. You know, 2020 what made me lose all the weight. You know, I was just really stressed out in the dark space and stuff. And the smallest I got was actually like 137.
Mm.
And, you know, I tried everything to gain weight, but I was like, you know what, let me just see how it looks like here. You know, the first fight, everybody was telling me, like, you know, you looked it fine at 140, but, you know, you didn't look the same, you know, how you usually look.
Yeah.
And then the second fight, I It was horrible. I felt it, that fight. Then the third fight, my last fight, at 140. We all know how that went. And I just, yeah, maybe this isn't it. So I, you know, did a little help, got a little help, got myself together, got my weight back up. And then a few family incidents happened. Then so I just like, well, you know what? All these fights being canceled and then, you know, things at home happened. I was like, you know, I'm going to just take the year off. I wind up actually blowing up to like 160.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, yeah, I feel back. Feel me again. I feel strong. I'm just so excited to be back in the ring.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you back for sure. And I think you've been as high as 154, haven't you? Like against Fundura and some of those cats, you were up there at 154,
actually,
right?
Yeah, I actually took a like probably one or two catch weights at middleweight.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, everybody wants me back at 154. But I've been vegan for like 7 years, and I think my lifestyle won't allow me to, because it's like if I work out one time, I'm super small. So I don't know if I'll go back. I'm thinking about it. I would like to. I honestly, this may say crazy, but before I'm done boxing, I would actually love a rematch with Fondora. That was one of my most favorite fights. I love that fight. You know, me and Fondora is cool. You know, we talk.
Yeah.
But I'm not focused on that right now. I'm focused on what's in front of me right now. You know, so tomorrow is the only thing I'm thinking about as of right now. Well, eating right now, but also tomorrow. I'm not thinking about anything else but tomorrow.
So you think you're settling in at 147 for now? You think that's pretty good, happy medium for you?
Yeah, I feel like that's where my body just allows it to be. You know, I feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The strength and the power is no different at 154. Me personally, just, you know, smaller gloves, kind of smaller people. Yeah, I think this is it.
Your friend and training partner Jamal is being interviewed right behind us. Have you been getting in some good work with him in the build up to this fight?
Always, we had some really good sparring partners. It was honestly kind of hard against sparring partners this camp. Mm-hmm. So we found local, actually really good prospects. Mm-hmm. They were young, hungry prospects. Mm-hmm. A couple of our teammates. So, you know, they just kept bringing them in. So, especially with Jamal, it's always a humbling and amazing experience working with him. You learn so much when you're working with someone the likes of him, you know, former world champion, and it's like he just gives you varieties, because even though he's extremely tall, he's a very tall guy that likes to fight on the inside.
Yeah.
So you don't see it a lot, but he knows what he's doing, so it's very helpful.
Challenging. We recently interviewed Slink Proper. I believe you've done some sparring with him. He's a cool guy. I know Jamal was sparring with him. So was he one of the guys that you were talking about, you know, the up-and-coming?
Slink gave a good variety of the opponent that I'm fighting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your style level and speed, you know, he's very fast and strong. You know, I wasn't really expecting Slink to be that quick. But Slink is quick. So, yeah. Especially for a big guy, he's quick. So, he was very helpful. Leo was very helpful as well. Leo was a really good help as well. That strength and power helped me as well.
Okay. You should bring in Eddie Valenzuela sometime. You know Eddie? We interviewed him on the podcast. Really good amateur. Good, has a good future, I think. He fights right around your weight.
Honestly, our gym is open to whoever. Yeah. You know, we're open to anybody in the cities or the state that wants to come. You know, we're no strangers. We're not harmful. We're friendly. So anybody that wants the work or whatever, talk to us. Just come.
Excellent. Oh, lastly, what do you make of your opponent here? Another tough guy. You're not taking any easy fights these days. But how do you think you match up with him?
I see he's explosive, pretty quick, very rugged. You know, everybody expecting probably one of the fights of the nights. You know, I like the scrap. He likes the scrap. You know, and that's why I picked him. I see something in his style, and I was like, I want him. Yeah. Let me fight him. I asked him. Like, let me fight him.
So you sought out this fight.
So, yeah. I saw him fight before, and I was like, I would love to fight that guy. And then when they had the opportunity, I was like, hell yeah, I'll take you.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Good luck to you, Vishan. Look forward to seeing you back in the ring, man.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Appreciate it a lot.
All right. Go get yourself something to eat.
Yeah.
Good luck.